540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Fire crews in Cudahy pulled a man to safety after he got stuck on a cliff at Warnemont Park overnight. Officials say the call came in at around 3 a.m. and the Coast Guard was on standby and assisted with the rescue effort. The man was rescued without injuries. We're working on learning more. More severe weather is on the way for southeastern Wisconsin, where a flood watch remains in place until tomorrow afternoon. Forecasters say dense fog will be the first issue, but storms are expected to become stronger this afternoon and this evening. Some of the storms could produce large hail, damaging winds, and even a few tornadoes, along with heavy rain that could lead to flooding. The system should move out later tonight, leaving behind cooler and quieter weather for the weekend. Milwaukee city leaders say flood cleanup is still underway after more than 1,000 service calls for flooded streets, sewer backups, downed trees, and property damage. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says crews will keep removing debris left behind by floodwaters, and he's asking people to help by keeping trash out of the drains and sewers. Fire officials also warn people to not drive through flooded roads, saying swift water can be deadly and sinkholes are possible. People can call 414-286-CITY to report flooding or downed trees. Again, more storms and rain likely tonight, the latest coming up in the forecast. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee Sewer District says this week's heavy rain has triggered a sewer overflow, the first of the year. MMSD says the overflow started Tuesday night and that it may be looking into five other sewer problems in Milwaukee, Bayside, and River Hills. Officials say the untreated water release into the lake and rivers helps protect homes and businesses from backups. They're still urging people to delay water usage if possible to help the system. The National Weather Service has now confirmed six tornadoes from Tuesday's storms. They were reported in Dodge, Waukesha, Walworth, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The strongest was an EF2 near Lisbon. In Kenosha County, Summers was hit by an EF1, while Racine County saw tornado damage near Waterford and Rochester. Crews are still assessing the damage as cleanup continues around the region. Federal prosecutors say a Franklin man took money meant for low-income families and used it for himself. Nael Jabbar, who owned Hot Spot Supermarket in Milwaukee, pleaded guilty to wire fraud and filing a false tax return. Authorities say he traded SNAP benefits for cash and kept part of the value, taking more than $1.6 million from the program meant to feed people in need. Prosecutors also say he failed to report money he moved into his personal accounts and spent on travel, shopping, and loan payments. Jabbar faces sentencing in July. And again, more severe weather tonight, the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. National Guard troops are in Columbia County helping with flooding as heavy rain continues to impact parts of Wisconsin. About 100 soldiers are working to protect roads near Portage, building sandbag barriers to keep drivers safe and prevent damage to the interstate. The governor met with troops yesterday and thanked them for stepping in to deal with rising water and storm cleanup. State officials say the emergency declaration will help speed up support to communities still recovering from tornadoes and flooding earlier this week. They're preparing for more storms tonight and throughout the weekend. In western Wisconsin's congressional race, Democrat Rebecca Cook outraised Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden by nearly $1 million to start the year. Cook raised $2.4 million overall, compared to Van Orden's $1.3 million, and now leads in cash on hand heading into the August primary. She's in a primary against Rodney Rave, a former legislator for the Ho-Chunk, and Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge. Cook says she is returning donations tied to California Congressman Eric Swalwell after recent allegations of his past sexual assaults. He denies any wrongdoing. Republican lawmakers are accusing the State Department of Public Instruction of breaking Wisconsin's open meetings law during a nearly $370,000 trip to the Wisconsin Dells. According to a WPR report, GOP officials say the DPI met privately with a testing vendor to review exam questions without proper notice. DPI officials told lawmakers the gathering involved educators, not public officials, and was properly documented. The Adams County District Attorney now has 20 days to decide whether to investigate. If not, a conservative group plans to sue. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers meet the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Miami, where the Brewers open a three-game series against the Marlins. Yesterday, the Brewers left home with a 2-1 victory over the Blue Jays. After the game, reliever Trevor McGill, why he got into a shouting match with the Blue Jays dugout.
I was rubbing balls on my leg. Somebody on their bench, I think it was Schneider on their bench, was complaining about it. I looked at him. I said, I promise I don't have anything on there. Immediately got used from their bench.
At 10-8 for the season, the Brewers now in third place behind the Reds and the Pirates. NFL, the Packers tailgate tour wraps up this weekend in Stevens Point. I asked Randall Cobb if he's ever been on the statewide tour before.
I have. This is my second time on the tailgate tour. I went back in 2012. Great time. I love it. Being able to go around the state and just meet all the loyal fans that have supported us over the years and being able to give back to the community in a different way.
That's former Packer Randall Cobb. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance for a few strong to severe thunderstorms late this afternoon through this evening. Hail, wind, even a tornado or two will be possible, so be weather aware later today into tonight. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a lot colder with a high only reaching the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.